carrefour des arts. Broadcasted by Canal Academy. Listen to Christalle.
Nativity 2, the masters of the 17th century. A child is born, and since the birth of Jesus, the whole Christian world sings his glory. And since, too, the greatest painters presented this unique event in works that deserve our deep admiration. At Carrefour des Arts, we already devoted a program on this subject, and we are very happy to offer you a second part on the Nativity and the Adoration of the Kings or Shepherds. And we are fortunate to welcome a distinguished art historian in our studio, also for the second time, Marianne Dupuis-Vacher. Mrs. Dupuis-Vacher, hello.
Hello.
You had been working with the famous Louvre Museum in Paris for more than 20 years, and you know the 17th century very well, a good reason to concentrate our eyes and ears on the masters of the 17th century who have left us the most magnificent paintings of the mystery of Christ's birth. The selection of some 8 masters that we shall be presenting today is your choice. So we are eager to listen as you tell us all about the wonders and the miracle of the Nativity and the Adoration of the Kings, seen through the brush of painters like Caravaggio, Georges de la Tour, Philippe de Champaigne, Le Nain, Rubens or Zurbaran. Let us begin with the first half of the 17th century, Caravaggio. His real name was Michelangelo Merisi, and he was born actually at Caravaggio, near to Milano, in 1571, and he died in 1610 at Porto Ercole. And you are telling us all about the Adoration of the Shepherds, which can be seen at the Museo Nazionale in Messina, in Sicily.
Yes, it's a very great picture, which was painted for the Cappuccini Church in Messina, in Sicilia, when Caravaggio came first to Malta and then to Sicilia because he was accused to be a murderer. He had a very violent life. And we start with Caravaggio because, in fact, he made a revolution in painting compared to the Renaissance painting art, which was very intellectual and directed, addressed for an elite, in fact. And with the Counter-Reformation, artists have to paint for everybody and they have to touch the heart of the men, even the simplest men, the poor, the men from country that will be learned from this painting what is the life of the Christ. And in this great picture, we are in a stable. We can see in the dark background the animals. In the middle, the Virgin Mary in red, grasping her arms around the little baby, the little child, with a very tender attitude. The little hand of the child is touching the cheek of her mother.
Yes, it's a very tender
very
image.
Tender.
Yes.
And on the right, you have Saint Joseph and the 3 shepherds, which seems very
devoted
and devoted,
yes,
to this group, the mother with her child.
It's a real scene. You can almost imagine the people from, maybe from Sicily,
the people he met. Caravaggio used to take model in the street.
Yes.
And he was attacked for that because they were not people pure and noble as the Renaissance painters used to paint.
And the 2 animals, they are very difficult to see because it's really
it's a very dark painting,
yes.
Caravaggio used to paint. And we can guess a donkey and maybe a cow after.
Yes, or an ox. And in the foreground, you have
some straw.
These very, very beautiful red shadows, red colors. Very
few colors. In fact, it's a very dark, it's a very dark composition. And we have only the red of the Virgin dress, and the red of the one of the shepherd. And the others are in brown, maybe very dark green. In fact, Caravaggio always play with this harmony.
These colors. It's a very contemplative or meditative scenery and very humble figures. It's a very moving picture, actually. Yes. And yes, his life, you said it was very adventurous life.
Yes, and short life. In fact, he was born in 1571 and died after his return from Sicily in 1610.
Yes.
So it's a very short life.
So it's about 40 years, or maybe not even 39 years. He died at 39, years.
His life was a scandal, in fact.
Yes, it was really scandalous.
Moving and astonishing to see how his richest painting are profound compared to his life. It's such a violent life.
Yes, because he has a real sense of
humanity
and devotion, as you said. Yes. So let's go to London to see, or to Vienna also.
Or to the Louvre,
yes. To have a look at Orazio Gentileschi. He made a beautiful painting of the rest during the flight into Egypt.
Yes.
And there is one actually at the Louvre, as you said, and another in Vienna, the Kunsthistorische Museum.
And another one in Birmingham, another one I don't know where, but in fact he made nearly four versions of this picture, beautiful picture. And Orazio Gentileschi was born in Firenze, but then he go to Rome, and maybe he was one of the rare artists who could enter in contact with Caravaggio and could learn directly from the master his technique and his subject and the way how to paint this realistic subject. But Gentileschi had a more elegant way to represent people from the Godspell, because he has his Firenze education. And in this rest on the flight to Egypt, we can see on the left Joseph, who is sleeping.
Yes.
And on the right, Virgin Mary, who seems like a very elegant woman from Italy of the 17th century. And she feeding her little child.
She has almost a Renaissance face, no?
Yes, but what is new is that it seems very realistic, no?
His
attitude is not proposed to the people like somebody special. He is a child like the others, in fact, in this painting. This painting, in fact, was maybe painted in France or in Great Britain, because Gentileschi traveled a lot. He go to France and had a very important influence on French painters, and that we will see a bit little later.
And he became a painter to the court of England,
Charles I asked him to come to London, and he painted one of these version of this painting for him, another one for the Duke of Buckingham. His painting were very well appreciated, and the daughter of Gentileschi come to in England, and they made many decorations in palace and church.
Oh, yes. And the colors are much more pastel, I would say.
Yes, and the more diverse, in fact. There are some
Caravaggio.
Blue, some green, some orange. It's a less rustic and wood area and atmosphere. And in the version of the Louvre, we can see a landscape.
In the background.
In the background. The other one are completely closed by a wall.
Yes, yeah, you can see the sky and the clouds
and
maybe flowers. As you said, it seems to be evolved, And has it some special meaning?
It's to let
the light come in or something like that?
Yes, for the light and maybe for to evoke it a landscape and the country where the Virgin and Joseph are. That means in Egypt. It's supposed to be in Egypt.
Yes.
Of course, the painter did not know how was Egypt at the time.
Some imagination for that, yes. Next to Gentileschi, we find Peter Paul Rubens. Born in 1577 and he died at 1640. And maybe we have a look at the Adoration of the Kings, which can be seen at the Louvre. So you know it very well, I guess.
It's another very huge painting, by the master of the Baroque. In fact, we used to attribute the term of Baroque to everything during the 17th century. It's a mistake, in fact, but for Rubens, this term is very well appropriate because he play with architecture, with people, with silk, with light, with color. He is the master of the great Baroque. And in this palace, we call in Italian this great palace d'hôtel from for church, we can see the kings on the right, three kings, like in the legends. One is dark from Africa, and they are kneeling in front of the little baby that the Virgin Mary is offered to their view. The Virgin is on the left, she's in red and have a silk dress, gray, very precious. It's another world, in fact, compared to Caravaggio.
Yes.
And Saint Joseph is very discreet on the left, and we can see a little piece of landscape in the back, and some spears. Yes, some spears,
and some soldiers.
Yes.
And what does this mean?
Maybe they are here to prefigure, to announce the flight into Egypt, when the King Herod asked them to kill the little baby.
Yeah.
And. Of this threat.
Very interesting, yes. And the palette is very flamboyant. It's
very well balanced. You have the red dress of the Virgin Mary on the left and the red mantle of the king on the right. It's Rubens is a very great master to balance everything, architecture, people, landscape, darkness, and colors.
Yes, of course, yeah. And maybe we can remind at this occasion that Marie de Médicis commissioned 24 enormous paintings for her Luxembourg Palace in Paris, which is looking out on the Luxembourg Gardens, for the ones who know a little bit Paris. And these include the famous Triumph of Truth, which can be seen today at the Louvre Museum, because these 24 paintings were moved in an allegorical manner,
the life of the queen. Yes.
Yes.
It's a big series,
yes.
Very important.
Very sumptuous paintings, yes, yes. So this was Peter Paul Rubens and the Adoration of the Kings. In Rouen, in the city of Rouen, we can admire another nativity by Laurent de la Hire, who was born in 1606 and died in 1656 at the Fine Arts Museum at Rouen.
Yes, it's
Laurent de la Hire, who is not so much known,
no,
I guess.
No. It's a pity because it's a master, very elegant, brilliant, of the first half of the 17th century. In fact, the selection of today is only dispatched during the first half of the century, from Caravaggio to Georges Latour. And with la Hire, we have another style, the French style, in fact. It's a classicism. This painting, which is a huge one, 4 meters and a half and 2 meters, nearly 3 meters wide, was painted for a church in Paris, the Cappuccini in the Marais, a very old area in Paris. And we can see that on the foreground, the Virgin, which is kneeling in front of a little child who is quite naked and is sleeping on a piece of antique columns. It's very symbolic of how the new child, the little Jesus, will, his religion will surpass, will win on the antique idols.
Yes, like a new age, which announced by this.
Yes.
Painting, yes.
And we can see
by that scenery, yes.
And we can see a shepherd on the left and Saint Joseph on the right with the animals. He seems to speak with the donkey and the ox. And we see also on the left, behind the shepherd, a monk, a Cappuccini, because the painting was for their church. And the painting, the composition is architectured by some columns, some antique palace.
Yes, to remind the antiquity, the Greek antiquity.
The old world.
Yeah.
And in the clouds, the little angels singing with some piece of textile where it's written Gloria in Excelsis Deo.
Yes, yes.
What we used to sing at Christmas.
A host of angels and in the sky. You find this quite often, this composition of two worlds, the sky and the earth. And
the holy world in the sky and the simplest and ordinary world on the foreground. And this style, this is kind of classicism compared to the Baroque Rubens, was called Atticism, referred to Attic at Hassan, the capital of the Greek world.
Well, very well. I suggest we make a little break, a musical break, before crossing the channel, which brings us to London, to the National Gallery. Our guest today, Mrs. Marianne Dupuy-Vacher, a distinguished art historian who introduces us to the mystery of the nativity scene by great masters of the 17th century. So we have a look now at Le Nain. And Le Nain had there were three brothers, so yes. I don't know which Le Nain you are talking about. The Adoration of the Shepherds in London at the National Gallery, but is he Mathieu or one of his?
Maybe it's Mathieu. In fact, there were three brothers, Antoine, Louis and Mathieu. Mm-hmm. And some art historians think that this painting was painted by Mathieu. There were three brothers coming from the north of France and who had their workshop together in Paris. And when Gentileschi came to Paris, they looked after his painting, and we can see how these delicate colors, this delicate composition is influenced by the art of Gentileschi, like the art of Lahire, in fact. It's like Lahire, in an area which is architectured with many columns and antique pieces. We can see a landscape on the background, and it's a scene during the day, like Lahire. We have seen that Caravaggio and other artists from this style likes to paint it at the night.
Yes.
But the French, in fact, prefer the daylight. Yes.
Also, the colors are more in pastel, like at Gentileschi.
Yes, very quiet color, and the red, again, of the dress of the Virgin, and Saint Joseph in blue. In the middle, we have the little baby, very little, and two nice angels who are praying. One of them is looking outside. Is he afraid of the soldiers who are coming? Maybe it's a symbol of the angels.
Yes.
Yes. And another, one of the three shepherds, too, is looking outside. Maybe it's something that prefigure what travel that we
something is going on outside. Yes. Yes,
and you see on the right the donkey is prepared to go out with the bags on his back.
And as you said, you have this architecture which maybe also as by Lahire.
Yes, and it gave some solemnity to the compositions, a rhythm, and they helped to create a perspective.
Yeah, it's a very sound composition, and with, in the contrary, with very delicate and soft colors, and it's very moving, I must say.
Yes, very nice.
This picture, this adoration of by Lena, by one of the brothers Lena.
The Virgin, that seems like an adolescent, so maybe 15 years or no more than 20. She's very young.
The Virgin Mary, yes. Yes, she has very fine features at her face.
The profile is beautiful with a little nose.
Yes, yes. And in the back, you said you had a landscape or also some columns.
Yes, the columns, and on the left we can see the landscape of green valley and a little mountain. And we can't identify especially this landscape, but maybe it seems like the north of France where the Luna comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now let's stop at the Spanish master, Zurbarán, who was born in 1598 and he died at 1664. And he left us two marvelous adorations, one adoration of the shepherds and one adoration of the kings. And they are to be seen at the Musée des Beaux-Arts, or the Fine Arts Museum at Grenoble.
Yes, this painting belongs to a group of four or five paintings by Zurbarán that belongs before to the Cartuza de Nuestra Señora de la Depension in Jerez de la Frontera. And during the 19th century, these paintings were sold to France. And we have another style again. We have changed from Italy to Great Britain, from France to Flanders. Now we are in Spain with Zurbarán, who is a very elegant master, but with some naive inspiration. You see the group of the shepherd around the little baby, or the kings kneeling in front of the little baby. This composition are very crowded, in fact, with many people, angels mixed with people, realistic people. There's not only two levels, one in the heart and one in the cloud, but you see in the adoration of the shepherd, the angel playing music just behind the Virgin Mary. And some Spanish details that belong to the Spanish culture, like the lamb on the foreground, which is a symbol of the dead of the Christ.
Of the sacrifice.
The sacrifice, yes.
And yes, as you said here, you have also the double composition of the...
Yes, in the cloud we have also some
in the sky
putti and angels playing music. On the right, maybe St. Michael playing harpsichord. He's in a red dress.
Oh, you would think it's St. Michael.
Some author said that maybe.
Oh, yes.
He seems very young and very different from the usual image. And near the little baby, the shepherd have brought some gift, of course, for the children. And you can see the taste of Zurbarán for still life with this basket full of eggs.
Yes.
Who caps the light.
Yes, it's like Caravaggio. You find the clair-obscur in this painting, yes. But it's actually more sober in the palette.
It's less strong, in fact, because the chiaroscuro effect is less violent than in Caravaggio. We can distinguish very well old people painted. It was not the fact in Caravaggio painting.
Yes.
And this, we have more detailed, it's more anecdotic compared to Caravaggio.
Mm-hmm. And this was the adoration of the shepherds. Mm-hmm. And the other big and magnificent painting at the Fine Arts Museum in Grenoble is the adoration of the kings.
Yes.
Very different.
And Zurbarán here follows the legend. You know that the adoration of the kings was told by Matthew in the Gospel of Matthew, but it's a legend who said that the kings were three and coming from different continents, one from Europe, another from Africa, and another one from Asia. And Turbaran tried to follow this legend. We can see the European one kneeling in front of the Virgin with an old man bearded and with a very rich mantle, with full of color. It seems a Venetian costume, in fact. And behind him, we can see the African king with his dark
skin yes.
and a very strange cap.
Yes, a turban.
Turban, yes. And a pink dress. It's very flashy.
Yes, very rich clothes.
Yeah, very yes. rich clothes. And the other one, we're supposed to be Asian. He has eyes which distinguish him, and a very strange hat. Maybe we can compare it to what the people coming from Asia, Marco Polo and some...
Uh-huh. So he's not a soldier. He would be one of the three kings.
Yes, it's a very concentrated composition.
And in the background, you have some very gloomy scene.
Yes, dark sky, yes. And maybe prefiguration too of
Golgotha, no?
Yes, Golgotha.
You could imagine.
And first, the sacrifice of the innocents. Mm-hmm. And all what the Jesus Christ will know after at the end of his life. And you see how the Virgin Mary is very, she seems sad, in fact. She's very sad
yes.
and different, very different from Le Nain, where the atmosphere was peaceful. Here it's more intense and a bit frightening.
Yes, yes. Well, Zurbaran, like the Spanish mentality, is rather dramatic.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
And when I say that, I can feel almost a Flemish influence, especially with the background.
You think about the composition by Rubens or
yes.
even Rembrandt?
Mm, yes. Yeah. Mm. So these very important paintings by Zurbaran, actually they are in the Fine Arts Museum at Grenoble, as I said, but this museum has four important
yes.
Zurbarans,
yes.
A very well-known Annunciation
coming
also.
From the same altar in Atrejes de la Frontera.
Yes.
It was a big altar, and they were gathered till the 19th century together.
Yes. So whoever goes to Grenoble, you cannot miss to go to the Fine Arts Museum to see this exceptional Zurbaran. And actually, he was a friend of Velázquez, no?
Yes, yeah, the same Zurbaran. Time, the same contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about Philippe de Champaigne, 1602 to 1674, by whom we find a nativity at the Fine Arts Museum in Lille and an adoration of the shepherds at the Cathedral of Rouen.
Yes, in fact, with Champagne, we go back to France, or not exactly, between France and Flanders. Champagne is between these two cultures, Rubenism and Parisian culture. Is these two seen with a night light? The one in Lille, it was painted for the President de la Cour des Comptes, Jacques Tuboeuf, for his chapel at a church, the Oratoire, Rue Saint-Honoré.
This is the Nativity.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. the Nativity. We can see only the Jesus Christ, little baby, in the middle of his parents. On the left, Virgin Mary in red dress, on the right, Joseph.
A very beautiful composition.
Yes, and with two levels on the foreground, as I described before, with the ox, in fact, approaching his head from
the infant child.
Yes. And on the upper part, in the clouds, some angels praying and singing. And on the left, you have a little... we are in stable, in fact, and the stable is not completely closed, and we can see a little landscape and an angel who is
a host
flying.
Of angels, yes.
Yes, who is flying to announce to the shepherds the good news mm-hmm. about the child who was born. And it's a narrative and allegorical composition. And for the Cathedral of Rouen, Champagne painted a very huge painting, which is still in his first place. So it's very rare. It's very interesting to understand how these paintings were important to teach to people.
Yes, but is it still not only to be seen, but is it well preserved?
Yes, it was restored, of course, but it's very well preserved. It's of very high quality.
It's a treasure of Rouen.
Yes, one of the numerous treasures of Rouen. And this time we have the shepherds who are coming around the little baby. The light is coming from the baby, from his clothes and the textile, the white textile that the Virgin Mary is opening, like to discover the little baby to the eyes of the shepherds.
Yes.
On the foreground, you have again the lamb. And on the right, you have the composition, in fact, is balanced on the left by a shepherd, quite naked. And on the right, another group, which one of them is maybe a portrait. You see, maybe what the man who offers the painting to the cathedral. It's very particular portrait of this man in red. And of course, you have also Joseph. And the ox. We can't see the donkey. And on the left, on the upper right, in fact, we have two angels singing again and coming with a big piece of textile with the Gloria in Excelsis Deo written on.
Yes, it's almost similar, no, to the Nativity composition.
Yes, but it's in fact like the moment after the angel announced to the shepherd, and in fact it's less concentrated in because there are more people and more allegorical with the lamb and symbolic. It's similar in atmosphere because it's very dark too, and but here the Virgin Mary is looking not to his child but to the shepherd. And it's a moment after when she wants to show how the child is different.
And actually, the personality or the personal life of Philippe de Champaigne, he was born in Brussels, so he was from Belgian origin.
Yes.
And he converted to Jansenism, a particularly severe branch of Catholicism.
He was very near he was very involved in the religious life of this time. For example, her daughter was a nun and she belongs to the Jansenist movement and at Port Royal. And Champagne made different paintings for the couvent, the Port Royal in Paris, and the other one in the country.
Because later on he became very much influenced by French paintings, and he finished maybe all like an example of French classicism, no?
I think he always mixed the two cultures. He made
the Flemish
one
heritage,
and the French. And
yes.
He made a good balance between these two cultures.
And maybe we should also mention another splendid adoration at the Fine Arts Museum of Lyon, which is presently showing in a retrospective of Philippe de Champaigne at the Rat Museum in Geneva.
Yes, it will finish the 13th of January.
Yes. So many people will get to know Philippe de Champaigne, who is actually
a painter,
not so well known in the public, but he's the one who made several paintings of our Cardinal Richelieu.
Exactly.
Who was actually responsible for the foundation of the Institut de France, the Académie Française. So that was about Philippe de Champaigne. And the last painter you selected is Georges de Latour, born in 1593, and he died at Lunéville. He was actually from this area, from Lorraine, no?
Yes, the east of France.
Yes, from east of France. And he died in 1652. And we have two adoration scenes, one the Adoration of the Shepherds, which is to be found at the Louvre, and the newborn, le nouveau-né, at the Fine Arts Museum in Rennes, in Brittany.
It's very difficult to speak about this painting and in general of the painting by Latour, because they are so famous and so spiritual, full of spirituality.
Oh, yes.
We don't know if Latour was a spiritual man, like, for example, Champagne. Mm-hmm. That we know that he was not a very kind man, for example. He was very rude with the countrymen where he used to live. But his paintings are very intense. And, for example, the Adoration of the Shepherds is a scene very particular. The Virgin Mary has a red dress, but a dress which is intemporal, in fact. We can't say that it's 17th century. And the shepherds, which are not only men, but also, there is also a woman, are in contemporary costume. And on the right, you have Saint Joseph, who had in one hand a candle, and with the other hand, he tried to protect the light. And
he uses very often the candle,
yes,
actually, Georges de Latour.
And he used the transparency of the light through the skin. And he is very bright to show the shadow, for example, here of the hands of the Virgin Mary on her dress. And the light is not coming only from the candle, but also from the little baby in his...
In itself, yes.
Yes, and in his white...
In his crib, yes.
In his
yes.
crib.
Yes, like an inner candle or like an inner light.
Yes, exactly. And the background is very dark. We can't guess where we are. Like in the other one, the newborn child, it's a completely dark background. Two people in this very concentrated composition.
At the newborn.
Of the newborn, yes.
The painting.
Virgin Mary with in a red dress, very elegant, and maybe a cousin, Saint Elizabeth.
And you can see the intensity of the emotions.
Yes.
Lit by the candle also,
the candle,
like in the
that
other
we
painting?
Just guess is there because we couldn't see it. So the hand of the woman on the left is completely covered the light. We just see the reflection of the light on the chest of this woman and on the head of this little baby, which seems like in porcelain.
And Georges de Latour can be considered as a typically clair-obscur painter, like
yes.
Caravaggio, no?
Yes. In fact, Georges de Latour never came to Italy. We don't know if he had seen one painting of Caravaggio, but he knew this big movement, European movement, and he has his own originality with these very abstract figures, very geometrical composition, which finally are more expressive than many others' composition, very narrative.
Yes. And he influenced even the movement of the Cubists.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, Georges de Latour was completely forgotten during two centuries. And it's a German art historian, Wöfflin, who at the beginning of the 20th century discovered him. And during the years 40, many painters were fond of this painter and tried to make some composition inspired,
yes.
completely abstract, but inspired by the art of Latour.
This is really strange how he was famous during his life, I think, and he was even a rich man.
Yes.
So I just said he was completely forgotten
yes.
until this German art historian or whatever he was rediscovered him, but it was very, very difficult.
Yes, of course.
Paintings
he had together.
Which were considered by many other painters.
Yes.
And you had these paintings by Georges de Latour all over the country.
It's a reinvention, in fact, yes.
yes
Sometimes
yes.
in the story of art, you have to do that. It's very interesting.
Absolutely, yes. And
in fact, for example, the Stendhal saw the painting in Reims and wrote to a friend, you have to see these paintings by... he said the name of a Flemish painter, I think, Ontors, to Peter de Hoogh, someone like that. It was attributed to someone else, in fact.
Yes.
Nobody knew Latour before the rediscovery.
Yes, it is really strange because he was also a painter of the king at Louis
yes.
13th. Yes. He was very delighted by his Saint-Sébastien Monde by Irene.
Yes.
And
but
he
fashion,
disappeared.
Fashion in
very,
taste are
very
strange.
Strange. Yes.
It's a mystery.
So thank you so much, Marie-Anne Dupuy-Vacher, for your elucidation of the masters of the 17th century. who may also enlighten us in our 21st century about the miracle and mystery of the nativity of the infant Christ. And to all the listeners of Canal Academy, let us wish you peaceful days in memory of the Nativity, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.